Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, and for every one person listening to the live cast, there is one gas station pump that is being neglected. Late to go. This is Chuck Motherfucking Blandington, welcoming you to the Metal Injection live cast. What the fuck? There is one tiny snowstorm and half the cast is missing. I made sure to show up 3 hours beforehand to do my job. You guys are a bunch of pussies. Here's the show.
I'm not a pussy at all. I'm here. Rob is here. 3D is up.
Nope.
He's not here. He's not here. Sean is back.
Maybe.
Noah is here.
Hi, Rob.
And Sid is not in the studio. So that's two people missing. Sid might be on the phone, though.
Can I just check my phone to make sure it's his number before we bring that up?
Sure. Okay. We have a great show for you today.
Wait, you didn't... Jenny's here.
Oh, Jenny's here. I'm
Which
sorry.
Is even better than Sid and 3D combined.
Why?
I don't know.
Very convincing. Very convincing.
So I can look over her shoulder and look at Etsy instead of trying to look at Iron Sheik clips.
Oh, that's cool. 3D. So that's good. So instead of paying attention to doing a show, you're going to be like,
ooh,
I could buy that on Etsy. Well, I was talking about Sean. More
oh.
than you.
And we do have Sid on the line, actually.
Sid near.
Hey.
How's it going,
Hello?
Sid?
I'm
Hello.
Currently driving through a tunnel in Lower Manhattan, so we might get disconnected at some point. But so far, so good. I'm in a cab.
Oh, so you're not
over
driving?
There. Well,
I don't
I'm
think
not, I'm not technically driving.
Hopefully he gets disconnected sooner than later.
Right. Sid is actually our reporter in the field. Sid, tell us what it's like in the city right now.
Well, Manhattan's pretty much plowed. It's not that bad. Getting a cab was tough because nobody wants to come to Brooklyn. But we finally got one. Guy's a champ. I'm giving him
what
a thumbs up
your,
right now.
What is the name of your cab driver?
Hold on. What's your name, sir? Abdul Rahman.
Oh, well, you
right?
know, it says...
Yeah?
It says
yeah,
on the
right.
cap. You didn't even have to ask him.
But I'm not sitting in that seat. I'm sitting on the opposite seat, so I would not see the card. I figured I'd ask.
Who's sitting on the opposite seat?
Amy's sitting next to me.
Oh, your lady.
With the fiancé.
Yep.
Fiancé!
Is she doing okay? Did she enjoy her commute?
Are you fingering her?
No!
Totally.
Okay.
Listen, just because I'm the only one doesn't mean the whole bikini show needs to be about me. Let's just go about our daily business as if I was there.
Wait, has
Pretend.
Sex gotten stale yet?
What?
It doesn't get stale until aftermath.
Wait, has sex gotten stale
She's
yet?
She's right there, Sean.
Totally.
Just kidding. Okay, see?
You're usually there, Sean. You should know.
I know. You can always come back to me.
The cameraman always has the best view.
True.
If it's stale or not.
And the warmest penis.
Ew.
Yeah, wonderful. Yeah,
True.
So again, the reason that we're joking about all this stuff is we had a giant snowstorm in New York. And
that might be my shoes.
We had a giant snowstorm in New York, and like there wasn't much plowing or shoveling going on.
A giant doesn't even cut it. There's a massive amount of fucking snow here.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's... What
is that? Oh, wow, look at this.
Holy
3D
shit!
Made the show!
Whoa!
Wow, so Sid is the only one absent.
Yeah,
thanks, Sid. How does it feel, Sid?
Shame on me. It actually
exactly.
feels pretty good. Usually I'm there, so now I get to see how the other half lives.
What's it like listening to the show over the phone?
Not bad. And if you start screaming, I could put the phone away from my ear when you start screaming, so it's even better than being...
Is that so? Are you putting the phone away from your ear now?
Yeah, I actually did.
Oh,
it was pretty good.
So it worked out.
It sounded like normal. And even when you scream, it's not as loud as in person.
Oh.
That's why I don't think the
sure.
listeners understand how obnoxiously loud you are. Because you need to be in the room
That's
to
right.
really...
You have to really know
effect.
Me to know how obnoxious I am.
Sydney, I feel naked without you here.
In the sense that he's naked right now.
Well,
you,
this is why
really
we need a webcam set up.
Like, oh, it's true.
We did do a little bit of scene shooting before the show, so you can see Sean in his hobo hat.
Oh, nice.
But you're missing everything here. Rob's got some facial growth coming in. He looks like a...
He's growing a beard.
He looks like Chewbacca.
Sean is wearing
like
condoms
it.
On his shoes.
I am.
Just what?
Sean is wearing condoms on his shoes.
How does that? Wait, what?
Really?
What is
what,
that?
Is it like little plastic baggies to keep from the wetness getting in? Basically.
Oh, they're like those slickers that are supposed to go over dress shoes, but I put them over my Converse so I don't get my feet wet.
You don't have boots.
Is. That
kind of
is so...
You don't have a pair of Doc Martens?
Well, you're Doc Martens, yeah.
Yeah, if I put Doc Martens on, what would I look like? I can't do it. I can't pull it off.
What would you look like?
I would look like a racist skinhead.
But
Which
you already have that look. It really, it's not like that seals the deal for people. Like, wait, is he a skinhead? Oh, no, he doesn't have any Doc Martens on. He clearly is not a skinhead.
Yeah.
Well, that ruins.
I mean, I had the red laces and the red suspenders and everything.
You did have the swastika sewed into the sides of the boots. I think that's what might have tipped them off.
The bomber jacket and the eagle of Auschwitz on my forehead.
Satanic Wehrmacht tattoo right under his Patrick Swayze.
Wonderful stuff. Well, Sid is entertained.
Yeah, we miss you, Sid.
Oh, that's all right.
I took a 20-hour train ride to see your face, and you're not even
Don't you have Facebook? You can see his face on Facebook.
Also, Sean, if you had gotten the tattoo of me and Rob, all you'd have to do to see my face is look down.
That's
true. Buddy.
Well, I think I'm going to get right below my belly button so I can look at it while I beat off.
That is
well,
great.
All talk, no show.
That's right.
Beat off?
I want to see you tattoo your bunt and then beat off, yeah?
Okay, bunt.
Whatever.
What's a bunt?
You mean a gunt?
No, belly and cunt.
Oh.
I like gunt, because bunt is a real word that means something.
Yeah.
I like using belly, not gut.
Right.
Okay.
That's it.
So Darren, you made it, but he doesn't have a cunt.
Well. I beg to differ.
That's debatable.
You haven't you didn't see him when he was naked a few minutes ago.
But Darren, how did you make it? What changed?
I woke up. I am sick. I don't have anything.
Get away from me!
I don't have anything contagious. I have like a stomach virus or something like that.
Wait, so are me and Rob the only ones that aren't sick right now?
I'm not sick.
Jenny's not sick.
Oh, so you lied to me? Thanks.
I just woke up and felt miserable. And then I fell asleep around 3 o'clock. And I got up around 6:30, but I didn't know it was 6:30. So I was like, oh, I feel better. I'm going to go to the show. And then I realized that I had to, like, leave 10 minutes ago if I wanted to get there. So I just ran out the fucking door.
You took the train?
No, I took cab over here.
Oh, nice.
Which cost about $1,000.
Wow.
Shit.
And we had to do, like, a ridiculous ultimate detour. Like, we had to go there. Every block that he tried to go down was not plowed yet.
Well, it's a good thing Metal Injection paid you so much here. So
yeah, that's true. I got my pension.
You had your Metal Injection car voucher.
Your 401k we'll cover that, I'm sure.
I'm so fucking pissed off, man, at this fucking snow. I can't even tell
you.
First of all, I hate snow to begin with.
Agreed.
Me too.
True.
Agreed.
Nice. Yep.
But all I could think about is like how when people will be like, oh, yeah, you say you like summer now, but I bet when it gets really hot, you wouldn't be saying that. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
No, I was told when it gets really hot, I'm always the first one to be like, look, guys, look at it this way. This is way better than a fucking snowstorm. Yeah.
That's when the armpit vagina comes out.
Yeah, like what is the big deal about like hotness?
Turn an air conditioner on.
Yeah, like it's controllable. It's far more controllable than freezing cold and snow.
And a hot day does not stop you from going to work or getting you anywhere you have to go.
Well, one of my high school jobs, it shut down because it was like 114 degrees.
Where'd you live? That you lived on the sun when you were a kid?
Yeah. Yes.
114, like effect, for Christ's sake.
But he's so pale.
It's
no,
true.
Really. Is that true?
Yeah, it was 114 degrees. And
degrees.
I worked in a book warehouse / factory, like textbooks and books and whatnot. And
are they afraid you're going to plot? If you?
No, there was no central air. It was big industrial fans, and two of like the migrant Latino workers passed out of heat exhaustion.
Like, if we don't do something, a real person might die.
Yeah, because there was like 10 college kids, 3 like really elderly people, then all the rest were Mexicans.
Yeah.
And,
well, listen. That's why they hire
cheap labor.
104. Was this in Chicago?
Yeah, in Chicago.
Oh, my God.
It's like 2001 or 2002.
Oh, that's terrible. No, but I don't know. It's fucking. You were gonna say something? I'm sorry.
No, I was just gonna say, but I prefer dry heat over humidity any day. Like, that's what I can't stand New York. Like, if New York gets really hot and it's like can't even breathe.
Yeah,
dude, you know? Florida is even worse. I went to Florida in the summer, and it was absurd how humid it was.
It's like the sun just leans on you. Hey,
it's just like there's almost no point to take a shower because as soon as you fuck out.
Yeah,
instant fucking like there's a lake that forms in your boxers or briefs from the sweat emanating from your ball sack and from your hips like
your
touching
taint,
each other. Yeah,
your taint is crying.
Yeah, but also both my legs kind of rub against each other because I'm a fat ass.
Gold Bond.
No, baby powder.
Oh yeah, no. Oh, I know.
Is that the same thing?
I mean, it's along the same lines.
Gold Bond is adult baby powder.
Yeah. You should take the ass soup that develops in your boxers and sell it as Metal Injection merch.
Merge. Do you want my taint soup?
Or energy soup?
Have some paint soup from me.
I don't know. I don't know about Rob's soup, but I heard that the Red Gourd has very good ass soup that I could buy.
I want a piece of that paint. You know what I mean?
So were you down there visiting your talkative friend that was here 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's the only
Our
reason
friend
I would
Paul.
Be.
Now he's my friend, too.
No.
Oh, wow. It's true. They hung out at a party, so they're friends.
And he said I was awesome.
He's trying to fuck
awesome.
You.
Oh, Jenny thinks you're awesome.
You're my favorite person in the world. Yeah, right.
That's you're just because you're stoned.
You get that.
You're your favorite person in the world.
I'm going to get diabetes from this.
You guys just had a great, awkward laugh moment.
No, I didn't mean that in a bad way. I just
in a truthful way.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. All the snow just melted from all the love in here right now.
Let's go to the phone line.
The streets are flooded.
Oh, yeah, we have some phone calls. Who do we have now?
474.
You're on the air. What is your name and where are you from?
474.
That's you.
That's where he's from. He's from 474.
That's me. Oh, I was a bit gone. My name is Evan. I'm from Norway.
Evan?
Nice.
Yeah, Evan. Yeah, hi.
Evan from Norway.
Are you?
Yeah.
You're not really.
Maybe he is.
Maybe
that's
Norway.
Norway area code. No, you ever think it is? Are you sure it's not Longdale, Oklahoma?
It's not Longdale, Oklahoma.
So you're not in Norway. That's your heritage is from Norway,
yeah,
correct?
I am in Norway. Actually, I'm in
what part?
Vag. Hedmark.
Vag, Norway?
Vag, Norway.
Do you have another
person
there?
That's telling you what to say.
Are you having like a live cast listening?
Tell him you're in Norway.
Yeah.
Yeah, say this. Say this.
Three, four
guys. Oh my God, that'd be the fucking funniest shit if he told you you're in Norway.
You
said
Norway.
So you said you're in Vag, Norway. Do you know my friend Mr. Schwagen, Schwiegen, Schragen, Strugen?
That's the Irish thing.
Sorry.
But
Jürgen Bergen. I'm xenophobic.
Hi, are you there?
All right. Hi. Yeah. So how did you hear about Metal Injection all the way in Norway?
Well, I listened to this, internet, actually. Downloaded a couple of episodes, and I started listening to them at work. And this is actually my first time listening to it live, I guess.
What time is it in Norway right now?
It's 2 hours past midnight.
Oh, 2 a.m.
Is it still sunny out?
No, middle of the night. Now we have like 12 hours of darkness and 4 hours of sunlight each day.
It's pretty much how I live because I wake up all day.
That was a little known fact on Norway about Wikipedia. I just looked up. There's almost as much snow as there is right outside the studio right now in Norway. All of them.
Almost.
Where do you work?
I work at the post office. Sorting mail.
So funny.
Oh my God, I can't believe it.
Wait, guys.
So this
guy might really be from Norway, and I need to know all the details. So, Rob, continue.
No.
So you were going to put, you could listen to, do you put it on for, like, the whole post office to hear?
Yeah, say that.
Sometimes, because I have to use my computer to listen. I download it and use a headset. And sometimes I pull out the plug, and I'm blasting it all over the place.
Well, sir, then expect a lawsuit for public redistribution of copyrighted material.
No,
we're just kidding. That's awesome.
Yeah. Okay.
I guess this teaches us that people in Norway do have a sense of humor.
Ba-doom.
Very good.
Hey, do you have long hair?
No, not long hair. One of them guys here do.
You would have been noticed.
Especially in the back.
I don't need
to
long hair.
Yeah, she needs man trucker
man
hands.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Do
what
you have nice
hands?
And veiny
people. Yeah. Really not that. Big hands.
Oh, yeah.
Strong.
Big hands. Big hands.
Big hands. Veiny penis? How are we doing with
the today? And Bruce's to get to work. I have to fight my way through the forest.
What, you drive 5 hours through the forest?
I'll have to fight my way through the forest to get to the post office where I work. And I have to kill 5 bears and 4 moose every day.
I think I just found my husband.
Yeah. How many churches do you have to burn down on the way to work?
I think you're not allowed to get into work before you have burnt a couple.
Noah, I just read this on Blabbermouth. Falconer is writing a song about him on their next album.
What kind of bands do you listen
to? I listen to progressive stuff and Viking metal, deathcore, and my own band.
Oh, you have your own band.
What's your band?
What is it?
What's
it called?
What? Do you guys have a MySpace?
Yeah. We do.
What is it?
MySpace.com/rasendetyr.
Huh?
What?
You're going to need to spell that for us, man.
You want to copy and paste it into the chat room?
FALCONER.
I love the
one.
Okay. R.
R. All right.
Just R? Yeah. MySpace.com/R?
RASENDETYUR.
Resenditor?
RASENDETYUR.
What does it mean? What does
Welcome
it mean?
Welcome to Spelling Injection.
Big bird.
Almost
yeah.
like a turkey.
Yeah, the Norwegian turkey.
Who's your friend?
Put that guy in the phone.
Friend's name.
Yeah, put that guy in the phone.
Yeah, let's talk to your friend for a second.
Two friends, Evan, another Evan, and Thor.
Evan and Thor.
Evan and Thor.
Thor.
Oh, put Thor on the phone.
Yeah, I'm in Norway. Hello.
Thor, what are you doing all the way in Norway?
I'm hanging with Evan Squid. No big deal.
It's like the Rat Pack.
Let me tell you, the cocaine here in Norway, way better than Ocean City, New Jersey.
Really? And it's legal there, too.
Sure.
Yeah. That's great.
Why else would I be hanging out with Evan Squid? They have great cocaine.
There's snow everywhere.
Wait, so it might not be cocaine.
Snow everywhere, including up my nose. Am I right? Give me a high five over the phone, you guys. Hello.
Thor.
That's why I like Evan Squid. We'll just be walking down the street, break out into a Thor chant, and it's wonderful. Yeah. People in Norway are becoming Thor Shredstein fans.
Thor is very big in Norway.
Thor's big all over 3D. You know.
Was that a phallus reference?
I don't know what a phallus is, but I was talking about my dick.
Shut the fuck up.
All right. So let's check out your band.
Wow, the crowd is going wild for Thor Shredstein.
Our studio audience could have made it tonight, but Sif couldn't make it.
Thor.
So what's the band name again for the chat room?
It's Rasendetyur. I will definitely make sure.
What does that mean?
You said big bird.
Big bird.
Like a turkey.
It means big bird. They were probably watching Sesame Street.
Enraged big bird.
Enraged big bird.
Oh.
Oh, no.
It's like angry bird.
Big bird didn't get his cocaine. What song should we play? Should we play Stoy Profil or Refen Tur? Jigeg Sat I Trina!
The Trina one is actually.
I got the new single here, actually.
Oh, you have it? Oh, you pulled it up there.
Over. Is it bad?
Oh, it's pretty good. Oh, it's nice. Wow, this
sounds
so familiar.
It's almost metal for me.
It's like a cover. I think this is the entry level. Because it gets you into the, and then you get the hardest part. This one is called Oscar Grouch is a Pussy Cunt.
The radio one that gets everyone sucked in.
Okay, I think Sean will like this band because one song is 1 minute and 9 seconds, and the other song is 13 seconds.
That's what I like.
So we might be able to listen to both.
Listen to Refendant Tour Jig Safia Trina!
First track. By the way, is he saying that right? Or
am I pronouncing that correct?
You said it like Hitler.
Awesome.
By the way, we had a comment in the chat. It should be called Embalulu Gubjork. I think she's from Iceland, though.
Is this 1 minute
of silence?
The sound that the songs are. Obviously, you might have to tune it a bit up.
It's like boy band.
Is this an a cappella band?
This is is Rockefeller.
Just the way you talk to USA, homage.
Have we been pranked?
I wish I didn't know about this.
You know that lousy music exists in Norway. Now
yeah,
you know.
You're from Norway. Shouldn't all your music be amazing?
Yeah, what else you have to do? Look at a glacier?
This is the other song. This is the other song.
Oh, yeah, the other song. That's the hit single.
Yeah, the other Evan.
this was the experimental track.
Yeah,
right?
The other one, they learned that they're supposed to slap chest.
Yeah,
the other one.
See, this is their prog song. It was 1:09. This is their mainstream number. It's only 13 seconds. And it has even has a shorter title. It's Stoy Proffel.
They figured out the titling later after the experimental phase.
There we go.
This is better.
Oh, no.
Let me ask you a question. Do you have like a recording application on your cell phone that you just turned on and you were like, all right, go? And then like you went halfway. Across the room to another room.
Yeah, but the bassist was right next to the receiver.
I wanted to know what brand of bleach bottle did you use for the drums on this? It was very very good acoustics.
There's actually some bass slapping, the bass murdering.
They don't have a drum.
The bass murdering?
Really? Sure, murder.
You really murdered the bass.
I wish you did murder it.
Murder the bass.
To be put out of its misery.
Nice Paul Rudd drop there.
Murder the bear.
More like one of those big pickle, like those big pickle things, the big white tub.
Big tub of mayonnaise.
like you see the street drummers.
Yeah, the street drummers.
Oh, it's when you were in school and they had the containers of potato salad that they dished out there. A 1,200-ton jar of potato salad.
Yeah,
gallon jugs.
We bought those up in bulk from the U.S. That's attraction. I'm sorry.
Well, Evan Squared, you guys provided us with a healthy amount of entertainment from halfway across the world, allegedly.
And
if
Thor.
You're really there.
You're very,
you had Thor, so.
You're very nice guys and very fun to talk to. Music is terrible. But I think you know that, so I'm not telling you anything you don't know.
How old are you guys? How old are you?
18.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you got time. You can take lessons and stuff. And
you can take guitar lessons with Ethan.
You can get Cool Edit Pro. And
who's that?
The guy from Emperor. He gives guitar lessons in Norway.
Oh,
man. Yeah, dude.
You should probably get real.
Do it.
You have the desire. Now just buy instruments.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for calling in, Evans.
Door.
Yeah, no.
All right. Wow, do we have
we have Sid calling back. I wonder if he wants to be on air. Let's find out.
Of course you do. Yeah, of course I want to. We went through another tunnel and then we got home, so I had to hang up and deal with all that. And also, I hate Norwegian people, so I wanted no part of that conversation. But now I hear you hung up on him, so awesome.
Let's keep it. Wolfson in the chat asked if he was actually in a BM band, and I said yes, he's in a bowel movement band. That's what it sounded like. Hello, Sid. I wasn't here when you last called. Okay, bye, Sid.
Thanks for calling in, Sid. That was a wonderful conversation.
It's such a pro show. Yeah, one of our hosts goes out when he hits a tunnel.
He said he was home.
You got to go through another tunnel to get into his house.
He has a tunnel in his house.
Sid's a mole person. I don't know if anyone knows.
Have you not seen Sid before?
Sid lives at the center of the earth.
The Morlock.
When he does the show with us, we have him in a dark room, so he doesn't hurt his eyes.
So he has no pigment whatsoever.
Oh. All right, Sid, show's over. We can let you out of the basement now.
Oh, Sidney.
All right.
Is he even on the phone?
No,
he's done.
Okay.
What the hell? Hit another tunnel, I guess. All right.
So one thing I wanted to bring up.
Okay.
Because I actually got a private message about this, and I want to read this private message because it was touching. It was touching how
You're going to read a private message.
We're going
to
read a private message
public
on
radio
air.
Show.
That's right. That I got on Metal Injection.
You don't have to say the person's name.
Yeah, okay. I won't mention the guy's name. He knows who he is because he messaged me. but the subject was a very serious issue. And the question was, have you gotten laid yet? It's almost Darren's birthday. Just a friendly reminder from a fellow virgin. And
you can say who that is.
I was like, wow, that's wonderful.
Well,
and
blow the guy up.
I would like to publicly announce that I did indeed fulfill my agreement, and I got laid.
Yeah, yeah.
Woo! 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 Put an obstacle in front of me. I will.
The music part.
I will crush that obstacle.
You get laid, and you get laid, and you get laid.
You get my cum. You get my cum. You get my cum. Everybody gets my cum.
Clean his pipes on Christmas Eve.
Christmas
Such
Eve.
A Jew.
Was she a Jew? No, that so that she didn't mark Christmas Eve.
She was not a Jew. She actually, the whole day. Okay, so I met this girl on OkCupid.
Did you have a mistletoe above your cock?
Can you let me finish the story? I shaved my pubes.
In the form of a tonight?
I don't think so. I never told her what my actual website was. So
okay.
Really?
No. You tell people that within 3.7 seconds of meeting.
Well, it's just because I don't want her getting close.
Do you think that she would have picked up by all the metal injection stuff laying around your room?
Fuck.
Maybe he's just a super fan.
Or your ID card to get into the office.
Right.
By the way, Rob, Lob Injection in the chat asked if it was with Shlomo.
No.
Okay. Yeah, Shlomo's
no,
underage.
No, it was with a girl.
He's waiting for Shlomo. No, I'm just kidding.
Shlomo needs to be married.
Yeah, that's right.
Before he can do it.
Anyway, she tried to get me to go to the mall. I haven't met this girl.
The mall?
The mall. Yeah.
Where is there a mall in Brooklyn?
In Queens somewhere. She lives in Queens or something.
She drove from Queens to fuck you?
Well, she lives not like I live in Williamsburg, which is not too far off from Queens. I was like, look, I've never met you. I just got really high, and I'm not gonna go to a fucking mall with a stranger on like pretty much a first date.
Which you asked me, and I am too. You were like,
yeah.
She wants me to go to the fucking mall. What?
And what I was like, look, I don't want to go to the mall, but am I being a jerk here?
Yeah, you asked me, I want to bang her out. Is this wrong? I said, no, it's not wrong. You're fucking tired.
Wait, was she 15?
If you reject her.
No, she wanted to do some last minute Christmas shop. This is Christmas Eve at a mall. Pretty much hell on earth.
Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah.
If she likes you at all, she'll do you again the next time. You know, this is.
Well. Clearly, it all worked out in the end.
Yeah,
so to speak.
Wait, do you want a repeat performance?
Sure, why not?
Okay.
So then I was like, no. And then she's like, all right, I'll go to the mall, then I'll call you or whatever. Then, like, she came by around midnight. We went to a bar, got trashed.
Uh-huh.
And then
very classy, Rob. Very classy.
Well, what's not classy about that?
Getting trashed?
He's a gentleman.
Taking her out on a date is not a joke.
A date? He just took her to a bar to get her drunk so he could fuck her.
Where do you go to dates?
She
I don't go
on
dates.
Okay, you just go straight to the fucking.
And
goes,
also, it was midnight. So
straight to her night.
She came to my place around midnight, and it was like, where, what restaurant are we going to go to? A. And B, she was totally up for going to a bar. It's not like I forced her into it.
Wait, so did she want to meet you in like the mall parking lot at 12 at midnight?
No, this was earlier in the day. She would have come and gotten me, and we would have gone to the mall.
By the way, I have to interject here. Ross Gnarly says, Rob, sign her up on Ultimate Surrender.
Did you really?
I am her manager. They should have managers in that, like throw her brass knuckles, you know, when the rest not looking. So, all right, I don't want to get off the topic.
Yeah, so then we just got really trashed at a bar, way trashed, And then I forget who suggested, but we were like, yeah, let's just go back to my house and smoke some weed.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
And then I put, and then she said, oh, how she loves the Mastodon record, so I immediately put it on.
Mm-hmm.
And I started the smooth talk.
Can you put on the Mastodon so
we
can?
Oh, sure, we could.
Yeah, let's set the mood here.
Now, how many drinks deep is when you put in the Rufinol?
Oh.
I waited until she went to the bathroom, because I am a gentleman.
She sounded like she's into it. I don't think she needed any roofies.
Yeah, she was definitely into it. I mean, look, she fucking never met me before, and she drove to my house, got really trashed, was not against going back to my house to smoke weed at all. Like, it was not hard at all.
Girl was looking at
your penis?
Yeah. Well, no, that was very hard.
Oh, okay.
But, the situation was not a difficult one at all. It was funny because I haven't put myself in a situation like that before, and I always used to be so awkward about it, but there was really nothing to be awkward about. GQ?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. What's she look like? A girl.
She's cute.
She's cute.
Okay. That's right.
Well, what kind of body we talking about?
She's full figured, I would say.
Just but not in a bad way.
I like
not
that.
A bad
yeah,
way.
I like that. Yeah.
Yeah,
I think you would like her.
You don't have to qualify a full figure to me.
She had a big mouth.
I don't think she had a big mouth.
No, like
she
in a good...
She did, you
think?
You mean a big mouth physically,
no, like
or
nice,
she talked
like
a lot?
Nice lips. Like
she definitely talked
oh,
about.
Like full lips. Oh. I thought you meant like she was like cone heads, like big mouth.
You thought
no.
She was a manatee.
Disjointed
no, like
jaw.
The size of her mouth was nice and big, so Rob could shove his fist and his dick in there.
Oh, that's a put down.
No,
and you're calling him unclassy. That's
Noah's just jealous because I got laid and she didn't.
Guy took her
yes,
to a
I'm
fucking
so, yes.
bar on a nice date, brought her home, played Mastodon.
Yeah, I boosted her up. I gave her high grade weed.
Not the drowsy kind.
She had. Oh, did I mention that? I didn't mention that on the air. I had two different types of weed, and I made sure that we smoked the non drowsy kind.
You didn't want her passing on.
I don't want. I got work to do here.
Yeah, in case Dexter comes,
but
see what you fucking did.
She was, she was totally into like loading more bowls.
Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about.
Oh yeah.
Meaning that I would put more weed into
right.
my bowl.
Literally,
and smoke
sure.
it. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, I just have to put Sid on for this conversation because I know he's like probably.
Oh, no!
About
leave
to
him
explode.
Off the phone! Leave him off the phone! But then, yeah, and then after we smoked. Oh, after we smoked all the way through Mastodon, and then I put on the first Black Sabbath record.
And then
and
fucked
then
for
I
the
took
length
her
of.
To the bone zone. I don't know if it was for the complete length, but everything ended quite in sync with the completion of the record. So it was very. Very hilarious.
So how yeah, was the how was the sex? What do you want to break it down?
No, I don't
oh,
want
yeah,
to break
the
it
wizard.
Down.
No, his
play
parents are listening.
So what?
I definitely don't want to break it down.
Talks about boozing a girl.
Sid,
up.
By the way, you are on the line, Sid.
He's in shock.
He fainted.
He's just going through the next tunnel into his home.
Hello? I had mute on by mistake. Hello?
Hello.
God damn it. It's because of my fat face. It hits the iPhone and it presses the mute button. So I have to keep the phone at a distance from my cheek. It's very
it's
sad.
It's fat subterranean mole's face.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. You're
but
charming.
Rob, I heard this whole story from Rob on Friday, but he told me that he didn't want to tell it on the air. So what changed?
We
well, I didn't,
touched
I didn't,
his arm.
I, yeah. I didn't want to go into like super detail.
We're about to.
Nope.
Yeah, you pretty much did. I don't know that there was anything else. Other than giving her actual OkCupid link, I don't know what else you can tell at this point.
Well, how long did it last? Can you say that? How long did you hold out?
The like,
of the album.
Well, I mean, there was like four, a lot of foreplay involved, so.
The actual pumping.
Did you eat her out?
Did you go down? Yeah.
You no. checked the oil.
What?
What?
No,
I
gross.
I didn't
know
that.
I
don't
what if she didn't shower? It would have tasted disgusting.
How did you
know?
Been
in the bathroom.
Yeah, she was out shopping all day. You don't want to like.
Oh, get out of here, you fuck.
Shopping pussy.
No, but
no, walking
I'll eat
around
that shit
all day.
3 days old. I'm,
with three layers
know.
Of clothes.
I just met this girl. All right, I just met this girl. I gotta say, gotta take it slow, okay? I'll only stick it in her. I won't put my tongue on it. Ew. No, I can't put a condom on my tongue. Come on, guys.
Did you? They have dental dams that you put something in her twat, and then
you could have tickled her with your new beard hair.
Yeah. Oh no. Oh shit. Oh my god.
Oh, I would have done this.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, it actually feels kind
of
good.
Was there any of that down there on the?
No, she was shaved.
Completely
shaved.
Ooh.
I don't like
that.
Sean likes it. I don't like.
Yeah, I like it like a 13-year-old girl.
No,
no
I like a
boy.
I like it
Tuck.
Like
Tuck.
A 3 out of 10 on the hairy scale.
Oh, okay.
I don't like any bush, but that bald shit is nasty.
I like when they shake it up. Like one time they show up and there's a little bit there, and they come back and it's naked, and they come back and there's a little bit back. And
I don't like it.
Sean likes Girl Scout cookie crumbs on it.
Exactly.
On the edge.
And like a Hello Kitty Band-Aid.
I don't know. I don't want to, like, you look at that and you feel like you're with a 10-year-old girl or something. It's just gross.
Yeah, but
well,
I mean,
by that point,
that's a plus.
Yeah, by And really, by that point, it just became sort of like mechanical. Like, this is just happening.
Oh, good.
I don't care.
Sex already became mechanical. This is the first time you guys.
Yep. Well,
Rob,
I just mean like.
Did
I
you mention yet, Rob, that you did her through a metal injection shirt with a hole in it?
No, I wanted to leave that part off, but thanks for bringing that up.
It's out in the open now, so.
Well, like I said, I just met her.
Hey, listen, I got you drunk. The least you could do is give me a handy.
And I gotta be honest, like, pretty much as soon as I was done, I was, like, really relieved that I'm like, man, I'm really glad I fulfilled this, because I would have been so embarrassed going on to the show after being like, no, I couldn't get laid in 4 years. So that was more important to me than the actual act of, like, getting laid and, like, finishing off.
I'm just glad you didn't have any erectile dysfunction.
Oh, come on. Rob, you got to bring your A game.
Did you give her a television?
Oh, he's got that white zombie poster on his wall. He was just looking at that the whole time.
What?
You heard me. For Rob Zombie.
True. Okay.
Why are we playing blues music, by the way?
This is the album.
I didn't know that. What album is that?
The first album.
Oh, I only have the... okay. Oh, I thought you were playing Mastodon. That's why...
That was earlier.
Oh, okay. Never mind. I was like, what the fuck? There's no Mastodon album that sounds like this. Anyway, Brian Blair in the chat says Rob practiced tribadism with her.
Most certainly.
Yeah. Did she blow you?
No, none of that.
So what was the foreplay? Just you finger banging her?
Lots of finger banging.
Oh, okay. That's it?
Yeah. And making out, I don't know. And boob kissing.
Oh, boob sucking.
Motorboating.
Yeah. Oh, all right.
Lots of boob kissing. Boob lickage.
Oh. Did you suck on him?
I'm not going to go.
I think he means that she sucked on his.
Oh, Sid.
Well, yeah, that could have been like a 69 of boob sucking.
Okay, did she suck your boobs?
There was no Rob boob sucking.
You didn't suck on your nipples at all?
Did no. Did she run her fingers through your forest of thick chest hair? Yeah. From a Moscow Metal Minute.
No.
Did she pull like when your chest hair is out of her teeth, like before she kissed you?
Well, my mustache hair was definitely getting in there. No.
Well, that's really splendid.
It's a wonderful Christmas Eve miracle.
When you texted me about it, I immediately told my dad that Rob got laid and we high fives. I was like, oh, hey, Rob finally got laid.
Wait a minute. So you told everyone before you told me and Jenny?
Yes. It's your
dude
girl.
Talk. That's
yeah.
guy talk. That's guy talk.
I try to like talk
girl.
To you online all the time, and you never answer
You're never
me back.
Online.
What?
When I am.
You only answer my questions.
This
when
is
it's
this.
About
come on.
You.
This is guy talk. This was guy talk.
I'm practically a guy.
I feel. You know what? You girls are taking this too seriously.
Yeah.
Back to the guys.
They're
so
crying.
Yeah. Bone zone.
Look,
yeah.
They're crying. What is that?
Come
they're
on, just
get over it.
They're, look, ladies, if you want me to bone you,
no.
It's
fine.
No.
Hey.
You're really sad that my dad knew before you?
I'm just upset that...
Why didn't you text Noah, Sean?
My dad was standing right there.
He was too busy texting everyone about him bitching about his 20-hour ride back
to Chicago.
Chicago.
I didn't bitch to anybody. That was a quiet
just really tweeted it.
I live tweeted.
And live Facebooked it and live emailed it.
Oh, those are synced together.
I wanted to send you an unsubscribe message at some point.
Yeah.
Endless. Don't care that you're in Schenectady, for God's sake. Jesus Christ.
Sean sent me a newsletter that I still can't get off my email. I can't. Updates every 3 hours.
I'm now in Bensonhurst.
He would just keep checking it on Foursquare and texting us those updates.
It was Foursquare with Tourette. It was nice.
Yeah, he added all these kind of insults about each city.
So you were in a train for 20 hours.
20 hours.
How many of those hours were you sleeping?
45 minutes max. That's
how,
it.
I
couldn't sleep in the chair worth a damn.
How many hours were you drunk off your ass?
I didn't even get buzzed. All they had was I had that like two Heinekens the entire ride. But,
two Heinekens?
That's it. That's
what
it
were
because,
you doing?
No, because the thing was closed from 10:30 to 6:30 or something like that. I didn't know that you were allowed to. It was just, I found out after the fact. I would have. I would have bought a lot of beers. But
you would have brought a 24 case of Natty Ice had you known, right?
Yeah. But I took my
smoke
break.
Wait,
no,
you do the Natty Ice?
No, he drinks
no.
PBRs.
Okay, good.
No,
he's a hipster.
I'm old style.
What would you get?
Style. Oh, if on the train, I got the Heineken.
No. But if you were like, I need to get 24 cans of beer, what would it be?
Oh, I would have to go Sam Adams if I was getting 24.
They have cans?
If I want to get like a 24 pack?
Yeah.
I'd do the Rolling Rock cans of Heineken.
Rolling
cans.
Rock?
Yeah.
Mm. I'm from the Midwest.
Keystone.
Yeah.
You would drink Keystone. Barrett.
No, old style, but old style is my choice.
I don't know what's worse, Keystone Light or a Natural Light.
Oh, come on, Rob.
Which is worse?
Actually,
Rob,
Coors. If I had to take any pills,
oh, cool.
Coors.
I hate Coors.
No,
it's just water.
I can tolerate Coors.
It's just water.
But, Rob, you drink Pabst Blue Ribbon.
You
no,
do?
I don't. No.
You're a hipster.
I never drink Pabst. Maybe if it maybe if
I
was at a bar
before you drank it.
I think Pabst.
If it's like around, I'll drink it. But I think it's the better than like any other shit beer.
Well, of all the shit beers, actually, Bud Light Lime is kind of tasty.
Bud Light Lime?
That's good.
Bud Light Lime. You actually did it? I
well,
can't.
No, because it's one of those times when you're at like a party and that's all I got is like fucking a cooler full of Bud Lights and all this kind of shit.
Why
like,
do you know people that buy Bud Light Lime?
Trust me. I don't know.
Because they're art students, right?
That's sure.
Design.
It all destroys your liver. What's the big deal?
No, all the design students drink good beer. But, all the metalheads drink piss beer.
I drink like Hogarth and Blue Moon. That's what I do.
By the way, all the 15-year-olds are naming their favorite beers.
Let's see. Hey, my dad drinks this.
No, I'm pretty sure they really drink it.
Zima.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Duels is actually my favorite.
Or Michelob. Miller isn't a bad brand. Miller Lite.
I think the best beer I ever drank in my life was government issue beer. Did we ever talk about this on the show? We went down to Kentucky and got six packs of these. It's just a white label with Ariel Bold beer and a UPC logo on it, and that's it. And it was like $2.25 for a six pack. It was amazing.
Hmm. Interesting.
It was like Fallout beer, is what it was.
Is that going to be in the next newsletter? A little write up of the government issue beer, along with what town you're in.
It's going to be a review of it.
Lexington, Kentucky. I'm getting government issue beer.
Lots of self portraits of Sean. Like now here.
Oh, I actually did take a picture of the fat slob land monster that sat next to me on the train. But
how fat are we talking about?
She was like all shapes.
So give me a weight range.
She's falling out of her clothing. That I feel is the worst.
The
like,
I'll just show you the photo.
I don't mind like a girl that has a little meat on the bone, but I hate when they wear clothing that is clearly too small for their frame.
Yeah, I don't think it was that she's so fat. It's that she was so floppy.
Yeah, she was floppy. She was like amorphous with this tiny hooded sweatshirt on.
Right, but we have to paint a word picture. So let me see,
take it, maestro.
It's a little dark.
Well, I mean, it was nighttime while she was sleeping.
Oh, she's like a white trash, too, right?
Yeah, yeah.
No, she has like a hoodie and a white shirt.
But the hoodie is seven times too small.
It's like a medium. No, and she's a good 280.
And it looks like in this photo, it looks like someone used the spherize filter on her gut.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think she's just pregnant.
No, she's not.
No, she's not.
I could tell.
Rectum Wrangling Tate aficionado in the chat says, Sean sat next to Cthulhu.
Is now spiraling through the stages of madness.
I accidentally, though, kneed her in the tip when I was trying to climb over her while she was
sleeping.
How did you know? Kneed her in the tip?
How'd you know it was her tit, though?
Well, I mean, some amorphous blob that was hanging off her body. I kneed it, and I woke it up. I woke it up.
Tit number 14.
No, we were in Cleveland at, like, 5 in the morning, and she was, like, passed out, and I went out because there was designated smoke stops on the way. Like, there was like, 5 or 6 big cities where they would stop for 15 to 20 minutes. And every other stop was like 5 minutes in out. And so like Cleveland, we got out and I felt bad. I was able to step over getting out of the seats, but getting back in the seats, like I couldn't figure out how to get my way around. So I kind of hoisted myself up on the baggage and tried to like kind of Tarzan in.
Calisthenics together.
And I needed her straight in the tit. And she woke up and was like, oh, you could just wake me up.
I was going to ask you if there was any. Oh, she was all dainty like that?
She was like, you can just wake me up.
That's the worst. I used to work with.
Lay off the side. Oh, hell, you can just wake me up.
There was a woman like that at my old job. That was when I was like 18, one of my first jobs. And she was like 350 pounds. But she had this persona of being all fucking dainty, like a 110-pound woman. So it made it even worse somehow. I don't know. She was
well,
like,
this one was like the epitome of that fat slob girl in a sorority house. You know, like probably full of pretty girls.
Oh.
And like she, you know, she even had.
She's the fat friend?
Yeah, even down to like she had strep pants, like stretch pants on, but had a really like puffy vagina. And
oh.
It was just like while she was sleeping and sitting there, it was like, ugh. It was just like someone stuffed like socks in the
front. Did she fart?
No, actually. But she was mouth breathing.
She had a camel foot.
Yeah, camel elbow.
What? So, was there any verbal interaction for this whole trip between the two of you?
No, because most of the time she talked because she had her other equally slobby, chubby friend sitting in a seat in front of her. So the two of them kind of were just engaged in conversation through the aisle the entire time.
Oh, okay.
I just sort of tried not to pay attention. The only time
sound bites?
Yes. The greatest soundbite the entire time was when the conductor came by to like check our tickets and shit like that, and we had to hand it to them. They had to like punch the holes and shit. And then he dropped like four or five tickets, and she said with the straightest face, like without a beat, "Make it rain."
Oh, the white chick too.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh my God.
And it was an older black woman who was the conductor lady that was taking our tickets.
So what
did
she say?
She just said, "Make it rain," and the woman just shook her head in disgust. I don't know if it was in disgust at her gunt hanging out of her stretch pants, or if it was in disgust off of the make it rain.
Okay, Chavo. Thanks. Thanks for your contribution to urban slang.
Thanks, John Candy. We'll get
All right. We have a caller right now. 760. You are on the air. What is your name and where are you from? If you're calling us through GChat or whatever... If you're calling us, say hello.
Okay.
No? We hear you.
Not
you're
anymore.
Gone.
Sid is still on the line.
Yeah, I am.
Sid, actually, we I don't know how much of this I remember, since it was a little while ago, but me and Sid went to that place, Egg, this brunch place that all of us love.
Yummy.
You went with Sid?
And really deserved.
You didn't tell us.
You were like,
what is going on?
This was on Thursday. You had work, both of you. Okay?
If we can get my car out of the snow, can we go to that tomorrow?
We'll see. If you're good. But anyway, so we went to this place. And this place, it's kind of like a packed place. They really pack it in there. And when we sat down, we sat at a table for four. And we were a party of two. So they sat another party of two next to us. Mm-hmm. Quite possibly... the two most annoying people in the history of people.
White people with dreadlocks, by the way. Just mention that right off.
Amazing.
Yes.
That's enough.
The girl had dreadlocks that were like regular dreadlocks and then like pink dreadlocks and then like she had fabrics in her hair. Like, I don't know. She was like trying to be like a cyber goth or something.
And she was 45.
And the guy looked like a coke dealer or some sort of drug. He had... a teardrop tattoo right below his eye or something like that.
Somebody.
So it was you know, serious business. And the girl had, I don't know, was it a British accent or an Australian accent?
Yeah, probably British. I'm going to assume British.
Yeah. And first of all, they thought we were friends. And little did they know that me and Sid are two of the most antisocial people in the world. And they're like, oh, hello, we're going to have lunch together. All right, yeah, great.
Oh,
wonderful.
No.
Wonderful.
And how did you prevent Sid from strangling them? I just want to know.
Oh, Sid was actually nicer to them than I was. We were texting back and forth how annoying they were.
Or did you just read the text out loud?
No. But then what's it called? I forgot. So what were some of the absurd things that they were saying? They had, like, some of it, we really did want to strangle them because it was so retarded.
The first thing I remembered her saying to him was about the different threesome experiences she's had and how they were all good, but then the person she was with before the threesome she didn't like as much. She always liked the new person more after the threesome. So it's very complicated kind of thing.
That's why you don't
That was
have
the first thing. Then there was the thing about peaches. Rob, tell the peaches story.
Oh my God! Okay, so the crack dealer was telling her about a story about how he was like on tour or something like that, and he was like, "Yeah, our car broke down, and where was it? Was it in Oregon?
Eugene, Oregon.
Eugene, Oregon. Yeah, our car broke down in Eugene, Oregon, and then we met this crazy girl named Peaches. And, oh, my God, Peaches? You know Peaches? Peaches from Eugene, Oregon?
Bloody hell.
Are we thinking of the same Peaches? And then they were like, describing her, and then they were like, well, I guess there can only be one Peaches in Eugene, Oregon.
I've had a threesome in every state.
And then we were like, what? Where did that conversation evolve to?
Well, she said she had only met Peaches. She made out with her in a tree. Remember?
He's like, I know Peaches. She has an awesome house, and she's like, oh, I've never been to her house. I only met her in the woods. We made out in a tree one time. We had a party.
Were they up in a tree or in one of those where they cut the tree into a hole and you go inside?
I think they were up in the tree. They like climbed up.
We were airlifted into the tree and we were fucking up there.
We were hallucinating. Oh, I love hallucinating the forest. And then they were talking about like some happy couple. And then she was like, oh, I love happy couples. I love them. It's so hard to find one in the city because everyone will just try to break them apart because they're so happy.
Oh, I love happy couples. Oh, I have threesomes with them. The happier they are, the better they fuck me.
And then she said something about how she likes doing dishes and that she was happy because she finally got to do her ex-boyfriend's dishes. And then there was something about a drum circle, and I swear to God I'm not kidding. She's like, the only thing I missed was a drum circle mention, and then there was a drum circle mention. It was amazing.
She was talking about being in the forest with Peaches, and oh, it was a great night. We all tripped our shrooms and we got in a drum circle.
Sounds like Mary Poppins.
She sounds like one of those old ladies with like warts on her. Oh yeah, governor, I'll take care of him for you.
Go blimey.
And then Sid had a great question for me. He was like, I don't see any bra straps. Is she wearing a strapless or is she without bra? Mm-hmm. And then I carefully looked, and she was definitely without bra, but there was nothing to look at.
Right.
No, it was boy tits. Yeah. Boy chest.
Like mosquito bites.
Mosquito bites, definitely. That's why she has to have that crazy extroverted personality.
I think that's why. And
did
I
you look at me after you said that?
I did not. I did not.
Noah
did
not have boy tits.
I don't have boy tits.
I didn't say. Did I say anything?
Noah has perfect. She's sitting
you
in
said
boat.
That.
Noah
then looked at
and then
me.
Then he looked at me.
Looked at Noah's tits, looked back at me,
Noah
and shrugged his shoulders.
Really?
I saw that
so
in the corner
of
my eye. I
did
see it.
Look, anyone sitting next to Jenny looks like an A cup, all right? Just don't take it personal.
Yeah. I look like an A cup.
Okay, an A cup, not mosquito bites.
But I've always... Well, you're not an A cup, though, right?
No.
Awesome.
No.
No.
I don't have mosquito bites.
And she
doesn't
have mosquito bites. She has beautiful breasts.
I have...
They're perfect for her.
Great.
Yeah.
I wish you all the best.
That was the most
them.
Condescending compliment ever.
Okay.
No one...
I'm just kidding.
It sounded like a mom saying, you know, like telling a kid that.
You are
no.
so pretty.
I have great breasts.
She does.
Thank
she
you.
Has kick-ass
that's,
breasts.
Okay. I'm not arguing. I didn't do anything.
Noah
I
has wonderful breasts.
You looked at me.
Don't look
yeah,
at
Rob
her.
Has seen my breasts.
Yeah.
Rob?
I think
perfect.
They're wonderful. Yeah.
Wait,
know.
When did this happen?
A long time
ago. Like 5
ago.
Years ago?
How?
She just flashed us.
Oh.
Because I got
yeah?
them pierced.
No, she got them pierced and she wanted to show them to us.
Are they still pierced?
No.
Oh.
Well, you
do you still
to,
have
you
the scars?
Do
you still have the holes? Do you like twiddle with
kind
it?
Of, but I tried to put a ring through it after I took it out into the morgue again.
Oh,
that's pretty funny. Somebody just asked what Jenny's bra size in the chat, and someone else answered.
Oh,
meaning they remember from the time you discussed
it. Disgusting.
So we
yeah,
have.
I want to get back before the call.
Oh, sorry.
But I always notice that whenever I go to your neighborhood or somewhere that there's a lot of hipsters.
Mm-hmm.
There, a lot of them have flat chests. Do you
yeah,
think
yeah.
there's like a sociological reason? Like, I'm not
they
saying,
all tape down their breasts.
No. I don't think it's that. I think it's the reverse causality arrow. Like, they like flat chested girls tend to be hipsters more because they're like more socially awkward.
They need to stack up on the personality,
right?
Because they don't have the figure.
Well, I think they feel more akin to that anorexic model-y kind of, you know.
Yeah.
You know, like the hipstery, all those models are like flat-chested kind of broads. You know, they're not Victoria's Secret model chesty kind of stuff.
Right.
I feel they kind of feel camaraderie in that.
I don't know. I just
or camaraderie.
Oh, hey! Rob totally got laid.
Oh, my God. Now Rob is going to become obnoxious.
Like
wait,
you.
Wait,
new?
This is new? He's going to become obnoxious.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a caller.
We have online 509. I believe this is a new area code.
509.
Hello, 509. Yes.
First of all, I'm Dakota from Washington. First of all, I just wanted to thank Rob for that WAR CD you sent me.
All right, wonderful. You're welcome.
Second of all, I have a question. What's your top three favorite releases of this whole decade?
Oh my God.
What?
I don't know. Things?
Yeah. Can you narrow it down just to this year or something, man?
This year, they could just look at my blog. I don't know.
Saint Anger.
No. I mean, do you know any highlights?
Well, the first chord record, Fused Together in Revolving Doors.
Anything by Pig Destroyer?
Well, yeah. But, I mean, they weren't like the first Brian Benn I get into.
Falconer.
Definitely talk. Opeth.
Oh, of course.
Opeth. I liked Ghost Reveries the most, more than Blackwater Park. Third.
Hot damn. Last Night in Town.
I don't think that's on Rob's list.
Charo.
Oh, I got it. Necrophagist. Or Necrophagist, as I like to say. Epitaph.
What about Gojira?
That album was. Oh, well, yeah, I like them a lot too, but. I mean, like, that
Necrophagist
album was like mind blowing when I heard it, and I was like totally sapping to it.
By the way, from the chat, someone says, "Don't forget Angry Big Bird."
Oh yeah, that's
just
right.
Came out Under the Wire in a decade.
That's right. We can't forget about Rassenzier.
You have to pronounce it with that inflection, otherwise it doesn't mean
anything. Right. Yeah. So I hope that answers your question. We're going to move on to another caller. Our lines are blowing up.
This was my favorite movie. This is my number one. Rob, you don't know what to do?
That's right.
Oh, God.
Cut to the hook. Cut to the hook. So who else do we have on the line?
We have 602.
602, you're on the air. What is your name? And where are you from?
You guys should know my area code by now.
Nope.
Nope.
Shut down.
Help us out. What's your name?
You guys should probably know my area code by now.
So now he's admitting it was all a ruse.
Aha!
Like I said, my accent comes in many sizes, shapes, and forms.
You said that before?
It's been revealed.
I don't remember you saying that.
In the chat.
Oh, in the chat.
I'm sorry. We're trying to do a podcast.
Yeah, we're doing a show here. We're not just paying attention to the chat here.
Well, yeah, you hear that chat room?
Well, Sean is, but other than
that. Sean's doing the chat while sort of paying attention to the show.
Yeah. The show's on in the background while he participates in the chat. But what's going on, Wasted Lights? What do you got?
So you guys are being hit pretty hard by that snow, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, it's not snowing
it's all
anymore.
Done.
It's all on the ground now.
It's just not being shoveled and such.
Right.
Yeah, we're getting hit by rain.
Rain. Oh.
He's in Arizona. Oh, right. Poor baby.
Wow.
It's going to be real tough hiking through that piles of rain tomorrow.
Is it flooding?
Yeah, actually, the streets have been flooding today.
How high?
Quite a few inches, actually.
A few inches?
Do you have to sit on the roof of your house?
Like Katrina?
No, it doesn't affect my house. I'm not in a flood.
Your knees might get wet. Terrible.
Everybody
you won't be able to go to the beach.
What?
Sun yourself. You won't be able to go to the lake and sun yourself if the streets are all flooded.
How will you go get your peyote now?
That's New Mexico.
What? He's in Arizona. I'm sure they have peyote there.
Well, they have it here, too.
Yeah, you can get it anywhere.
All right. Anything else?
Nah. I'll let you guys get on with this show now.
You're so nice.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Wasted Life. It's good to hear from you. We have a caller on GChat. By the way, just to remind our other listeners, from all over the world, Google offers free calling through Gmail, so you can call us.
What's the number?
646-929-1357. No long-distance fees apply if you use Google and you have a microphone on your computer. Right now, we're going to go to a Google Chat caller. Hello, Google Chat caller. What is
Hello.
Your name and where are you from?
Hi, how's it going?
Hello.
Hello,
what's your name and where are you from?
It's four hellos in one
second. My name's Matt, and I'm calling from Sydney, Australia.
Oh, Sydney, nice. Australia.
Awesome.
Once again, we are worldwide here on the Metal Injection Livecast.
Another guy's 90-degree weather. We got nothing.
So what's up,
yeah,
buddy?
Yeah, pretty much. It's fucking... not too much, man. It's about 1 o'clock here, so you're actually not morning radio.
Yeah.
We're the afternoon drive. We hope you're enjoying your burgers and hot dogs as you listen to Metal Injection Livecast.
Oh,
enjoy that koala burger.
I don't think they eat the koala.
No?
Fry the kangaroo.
Kangaroo burger?
You know, by the way, I was in the store right after Christmas. It was the day after Christmas. They're still playing Christmas music. I picture these poor fucking DJs that have to spin this. They start at like November 1st.
They don't have to
work before Halloween.
Do you know who I feel bad for? The people that work in the supermarket.
Yeah,
I used to work in the supermarket, and honestly, it's like slowly going insane because it's the same 20 tracks over and over for months.
Hey, that was Jingle Bells for the 43rd fucking time in a row, and now we're going to play Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. All right.
All right, let's get back to our Sydney, Australia caller. I forgot your name because I am stoned.
That's good to hear. My name's Matthew.
Oh, right.
Yeah, but anyway,
Matthew,
last week you guys were talking about how NoFX and Megadeth are like now best buds.
Yeah.
Yeah,
sort of.
Anyway, what happened was I was at that festival, and... turns out what happened was they decided to have an after party. Some nightclubs were like, oh, yeah, let's just rock up, have a few beers, and we'll try and make a night of it. And it turns out we're talking to this guy who had, he just said he was a part of a band, like just some shitty hardcore band, some Aussie hardcore band. And he was like, oh, yeah, I'm a part of these guys. I'm just with these guys. And he gave us all a bunch of like backstage passes and all that. And so he's like, here, go, just take them. You can go backstage. And we were there just chilling with Atreyu and Suicide Silence, who are actually pretty decent guys, even though they don't make that good music. But anyway, what happened was Megadeth arrived, and this guy, he was telling everyone else, but he was telling everyone in Megadeth, like Dave Everson, like everyone who was Dave, oh yeah, we just said we're part of this guy. And I was like, oh yeah, that's pretty funny. And he told Dave, and then, I don't know, in some sort of Dave Mustaine impersonation, he just got mad, and he's like, that's it, I want everyone out.
Wait, I'm sorry. Why did Mustaine get mad?
Somebody did a Dave Mustaine impression.
Oh, to Dave Mustaine.
Yeah.
Wow.
I guess I don't do that.
He
wasn't there for when the guy said he's actually pissed, and but apparently the security guy goes, hey, you're with this guy, yeah? I'm like, yeah, I'm with him. Yeah, like, you got to leave now. I'm like, what did I do? He's like, you got to leave. And then, it was just terrible. But, yeah, that's it.
Wonderful.
Wow.
I don't like people in prison.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right.
I'm fucked up.
All right, cool. Well, that's Matthew. Thank you for giving us the exclusive scoop from halfway around the globe where the toilets flush the other way. In Sydney, Australia.
Yeah, thanks for having us on.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for listening.
Listening
live on the afternoon drive.
I like that he's
doing his lunch break.
Yeah. I like that he sounded like it was a microphone held up to like a computer.
I feel
speaker,
it's like he just
like,
had his laptop open and he was using his laptop mic.
It was like a chat roulette, you know, kind of speaker.
Live from Sydney, Australia.
Yeah. The connection isn't that good from NBC when they have a guy in Australia. So it's realistic.
We only have so much budget for our international reporters.
Yeah, we use GChat.
All right, we're going to take a quick music break. so he can smoke some more weed.
You got to get out of that the DJ thing.
Yeah.
He's carrying over.
We're going to take a music break. We're going to start things up.
Go
with...
back to the Rob that got laid.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever. I'm gonna play.
We're gonna start with Isan.
Yeah.
And then play a little band that some of you might have heard of.
Probably not.
Probably not, though. I don't know. They're called Meshuga. We'll see you in a bit.
They're way too cool for you.
Nope.
Listen, the Rob that got laid suddenly doesn't know how to operate a computer. It's a problem.
Computers are for nerds that don't get laid.
I accidentally pressed the delete button instead of enter, and I deleted Esau from the playlist.
Well,
let's put it back now.
I undoed. It's cool. We're here.
Let's pass on it.
Undoed? You undoed?
I undoed, dude. We'll be right back.
Warning, the following video contains drug use, alcohol abuse, foul language, and violence. Viewer discretion is advised.
Promotional considerations have been paid for by the following.
Yeah, motherfuckers! You know who this is? It's the boy next door, Josh motherfucking Rovin. We all go bad sometimes. It's going down like this. I sing like an angel, but I fuck like a beast. I snort coke twice a day, and that's a fair beat. I wear a nice suit. Old ladies think I'm a cutie. Got your grandma backstage. I fucked her in the booty.
Oh, my.
I look like a shy guy. But what you don't know may come to your surprise. I'm a bad motherfucker with the bloodshot eyes. And the song you raise me up is about getting fucking high. Your mom walks in the ass.
What the fuck am I saying?
Bitch. Josh fucking Groban.
Yo, nigga, pass a blunt, you know who you're smoking?
Me. What? Josh fucking Groban. Who's the fucking guy with the hair that's blowing? Me. What? Josh fucking Groban. In the middle of the fight when the bows are throwing. Me. What? Josh fucking Groban.
Landington. I fucked your girlfriend last night. While you snored and drooled, I fucked your love. She called me daddy. And I called her baby as I smacked her ass. And then I used your computer to stream the Metal Injection livecast at metalinjection.net/livecast. This is Chuck Landington. You're listening to the Metal Injection Live Cast with Rob, Sid, Sean Oa, and 3D. I have a secret. Don't tell anyone, but I took a big robotic dump on all of their chairs during the music break. And now, here's the show.
What? Oh, that sucked.
I was wondering where these nuts and bolts came from.
Damn you, Brian.
Welcome back to half hour number 4 of the Metal Injection Livecast.
Yeah.
Rob here with 3D Darren. Darren, a lot of people lately have been asking, why do we call you 3D? So
I know. Someone actually in the chat thought it was like a goofy DJ name. Hey, it's 3D, but that's
sort of.
It originated before I ever went on the air. It was just people call me that in real life because I used to wrestle in that. My initials are DD, and then I had an extra third name, like an adjectival name.
Like Devious?
Devious.
Devious Darren.
When I wrestled,
Delgado.
And it became shortened to 3D. So it stuck. Like a lot of my friends who knew me from that period when I was wrestling.
I like to think of you as Dashing Darren.
Thank
Delgado.
You. I did a gimmick.
Delightful.
Where
Darren Delgado.
I got hit.
Douchebag Darren Delgado.
No.
Thanks.
When we're fighting.
Darling. Oh. Darren Delgado.
De-charming. I did a gimmick where I got. Where I got hit with a chair and my personality changed. And so I would come out with a different personality every week. Like I was Dominican Darren Delgado one time.
Dominican.
And like with dominoes and stuff. And, we had a different thing every week with a different D. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of funny. But, yeah, people actually do call me that. So it's not a pretentious radio thing. But thanks for asking.
But it fits quite well into the mold of pretentious radio.
That's true. I'm like a zookeeper.
Yeah.
All right. You got the Josh Groban song?
Before that, there are a few 3Ds in the chat. There's Damn Fine Darren Delgado.
Yeah, that's the one.
Thank you, Cancer Scare.
Dirty Darren Delgado. And then the tastiest, delicious Darren Delgado.
More true than funny.
Oh, yeah.
Tastes like cocoa butter.
And OCD.
So this was, we played a Josh F. and Groban track during the music break. And the reason we did that is because he submitted a new track to us, which he titled Shlomantic.
Yes. It's a Josh Groban block, rock block. I'm 3D. It's a Josh Groban rock block right here.
Whoa.
I wish I had that horn that they played.
Quack,
quack, quack. The duck quacking.
That's it. We need to get one of those.
Yeah.
We need to go gimmick shopping and just get a bunch of those.
Yeah, we'll do one. We
just
do a zoo.
A slide whistle.
Yeah, we'll do a 5-minute Z Morning Zoo every show.
I really think we need to legitimately incorporate that into the show. All right, here's
kind of do every week. It seems.
Here, well, we need to get
really
serious. We need
it.
To get
yeah.
serious about it. You know,
get
up it up. All right, here is Shlomantic.
Joseph Groban.
Of course. No. Of course.
Very nice.
That was brilliant.
Excellent.
Of course.
I'm just going to put Sid back on the line.
Of course.
All Well said.
I think the movie Tron was made with the same technology that that song uses.
All right, second. Industrial Light and Magic featuring Josh Effengroben.
Yeah. Is he going to call and take credit?
I don't know. He should, though, I think.
He put a smiley face in the chat room.
Is Shlomo on the line? Can we get Shlomo's reaction?
No, no Shlomo. No homo, Shlomo.
No mo, Shlomo.
Shlomo, we want to know what you thought.
That's whenever you say something really Jewish, you have to go, no Shlomo.
No Shlomo.
I was eating drinking Manischewitz and having some matzah bread the other day. No Shlomo.
I went to the store and the thing I bought cost $2.93. I gave $3 and I waited for the 7 cents to come back. No Shlomo.
No Shlomo.
I was owning Hollywood and I couldn't see my penis past my giant nose. No Shlomo.
Of course.
Who was it that told you that they played our show before a live concert?
Oh yeah, Schenkeltown in the chat mentioned that before the Shadows Fall show. Recently in New York City, I believe two Saturdays ago, they were playing an episode of the live cast, and actually Axel Rosenberg of Metal Sucks was also at that show, and he texted me that it was happening. So, two people, which means it's not a lie unless they both know each other, and it's a fucking conspiracy.
You should ask them which show it was, because there was like 8 shows in a row where we made fun of Shadows Fall.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about. We were talking about this during the breakdown.
What kind, like, did they play this, like, between bands, or...
Before the show.
It was just the one act show, or what? No opening act, just us.
Oh, well, no. There was, like, it was before the show even started. Like, doors were at 6, and the show started at, like, 7. And I got the text at, like, 6:20, so it was probably for that 1 hour before the show started. What was going on, I guess. I
really
don't know.
I want to know which one it was.
Yeah, we need to find out who is responsible for playing it. We should ask.
I want to know how much royalties we can get. For
like,
that.
Not only is our show being broadcast to millions of people across the internet, but we get airplay in some Norwegian post office.
Yeah.
And at Santos Party House during Shadows Fall.
No, remember, I told you a while back there's that girl who lives in Providence, Rhode Island, too, and she works on Wednesday nights. Instead of playing like the Muzak in the bar, they'll put Metal Injection on in the bar.
Oh.
Yeah, do it.
Oh.
Everyone, anytime you're at
That's
a bar,
right.
Wednesday night.
We want tapes of your live cast listening parties.
Video
tapes. We'll send you prize packs.
Remember when Nitro used to do that?
Yeah. Those places, people who dress up as wrestlers.
Oh,
make
God's
dumb
sake.
Videos.
They're fucking idiots. Wrestling is so stupid. Why do I love it so much?
You just answered your question. Our number is 646-929-1357. We were talking about the snowstorm earlier, and I saw this a few hours ago. Pat Robertson of the 700 Club, which is like...
He's the American Taliban of Christians.
The Christianist of Christians. Commented about the snowstorm that that we got here in New York, and he basically said, "Snow is God's way of punishing Americans who are planning to drive to do something gay."
Now, when I first heard that, I didn't realize it was Pat Robertson. I saw the headline, and I was like, "Does he mean driving to do something you really don't want to do? Like, this is so gay. This sucks." Which would be then good because God's preventing you from doing something gay. Right? But it turned out he meant homosexual stuff.
Right, of course.
But that doesn't make any fucking sense.
I thought he meant
you...
gay, like happy, like for Christmas. And then I went all the way to the bottom where he said how, like, people in New York are all gay.
If you were God, right?
Yeah.
And you have the power to do anything. And you really hate homosexuals. How would you best prevent people from committing homosexual acts?
AIDS.
Dumping
goes,
snow on their house.
Reverend Robertson said, "Because of bad road conditions, the Almighty has made any gay activities that people were planning on doing, they'd have to postpone them a day or two."
Yeah, but I'm not gay. I can't do anything either. I'm stuck in my fucking...
Well, you live in New York City, so you are gay, according to him.
He said, As for the millions of straight people in New York City who were also grounded by the bad weather, the televangelist said, "I think God probably wonders if these people really are straight, then what are they doing in New York?
Don't you think? But seriously.
I think it should be okay to run over some people with a lawnmower. And he is one of those
I thought
people.
You meant the gays.
No.
Don't you think God could be more precise with the snow if he really wanted?
Yeah, just give a snowstorm to, like, Chelsea, you know?
Like, God wouldn't be able to read your mind and know who's gay. And, oh, I think, well, they're all in New York. What, are they really gay? They're fooling me.
No,
really?
You know what it is? God is lazy. So he created, like, a chart. Where are the gays most concentrated?
Yeah.
Did he
forget about San Francisco?
Like, oh, he narrowed it down between New York and San Francisco. And it looked like New York had more. So he's like, all right, fine. I'll work on New York right now.
But I would imagine that the snowstorm would capture a bunch of people, like, inside and would be forced to be gay.
Yeah.
Just to kind of keep busy.
Well, he's assuming that all gays live apart because they're too ashamed to ever get together. Because
they're not allowed to be married, right?
Yeah.
So many holes in the neighborhood.
But even still, like, it's not like they're permanently trapped in their fucking house. After 2 days, they're going to clear the snow, and you could be gay again.
Well, he's assuming that all the gays go back to their families where they're ashamed about being gay.
They have 2 days of reflection time,
so
and they realize
they're forced to be with their homophobic parents for a few extra days because New York airports are shut down.
Yeah, they understand that ass sex is bad after 2 days of not having it. It's like a drug. When you're doing it, you think it's great. But then when you're snowed in for 2 days and you stop sucking cock, then it's like, oh, suddenly I realize that I should be straight.
It's a cock.
That's God's
detox.
Plan. Cock
detox.
Decox.
Decox. Well, it's like that. Who is that? Ted Haggerty, who went to rehab for 3 weeks,
right?
And then now he's not gay anymore,
right.
Even though he was like fucking that male prostitute and, you know, he was a coke dealer and shit. And 3 weeks rehab, he's straight, loves his wife again.
I'm so saddened by this because it was just like a week ago that Pat Robertson came out for the legalization of marijuana, or like the decriminalization of it, because he was like, somebody wants to take a toke or two, they shouldn't have to be forced to go to jail, and then we're producing hardened criminals out of these potheads. We don't want to make criminals.
Did Pat Robertson really say toke? Or are you paraphrasing?
I'm paraphrasing.
Yeah.
Wow. Sid is tough on journalism. It's like, don't misquote Pat Robertson. He is a good man.
Listen, you never know what show this live cast could be playing during. It could be during an Amy Grant concert. And those people know exactly what Pat Robertson said. They will call
us
and complain.
Okay, well, speaking of people calling to complain, we have Shlomo on the line.
Shlomo,
did you hear the latest tribute to you, Shlomantic?
No.
We should play it again, I think.
All right.
I'll answer for him.
Of course. Hit the phone to your good ear.
Okay. Of course. Oh, of course. No. Of course. Of course.
There you have it, Shlomo. What do you think?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, that was him.
Yeah, could have been. What'd you think?
Weird.
Weird?
Weird.
Weed.
Weird.
He's weird.
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 Like around in his car.
Oh. Weird.
Shlomo was a narc.
Weird.
Weed?
Weird.
Weird. Weird.
Weird.
All right.
Weird. Use a different word.
It's wheeled.
Weird. Weird.
Weird. The word will be any better.
Weird. Like
Stark
strange.
Soup.
It is strange.
Shlomo, how have you been dealing with being snowed in?
It was okay.
Did you have school? Do you have school now?
Nope. Nope.
Was it closed?
Look how happy he sounds.
Was it closed? Or are you on break? Would you have not gone to school anyway?
It kind of breaky that we had school. It would be school, but it would be a week for schedule. It kind of be supposed to be a certain schedule for this whole week. It would be a certain schedule. Hey!
Oh, he's saying that he was off from school, but you go to a yeshiva.
Yeah, yeshiva, you don't have Christmas break. They don't believe in Christmas.
My school has got a schedule similar to the we didn't have off from school.
The quarter.
We didn't have off from school. Instead, what you have is kind of like a certain schedule from 9:30 to 3:30.
I swear to God, I get out of breath just listening to him.
9:30 to 3:30.
Right, of course. Shlomo, have you gone out and explored the snow? Have you done any shoveling?
Of course. No.
Is your mezuzah covered by a snowbank?
What?
Nothing, never mind.
What?
No, now he doesn't have to jump to kiss the mezuzah. He just stands on the snow.
I was
Shlomo, can you explain to everyone what a mezuzah is?
Come on, we went through this already.
not during the show.
Shlomo never explained it.
Of course.
Wait,
Shlomo, what's a mezuzah?
Doorpost. It's a kind of like a box with a small thing or box which you put by the doorpost, which has. It's a few parshas, which is kind of like a. My sister.
Put her on the phone. If she knows better than you, then put her on
the phone.
She's like 4 years old.
No.
No, she's way cooler than Shlomo. Put her on the phone.
Yeah,
how
about explain? She's older than him, I think.
No. She's younger than me.
What?
Well,
she's younger than me.
Maybe she's younger than you chronologically, but not in the way we're thinking.
I am older than her, thinkingly.
Can we talk
thinkingly.
To her so she can tell us what mezuzah is?
Thinkingly.
Yeah.
Okay, mezuzah is kind of like a...
No.
A box. Yeah?
I got to stop you for a second. Well, you put your mezuzah in a box?
Mezuzah is a box. Hey, mezuzah is a box.
Listen, Shlomo, when you kiss the mezuzah, did your lips freeze to the wall? Because it's
yes.
Yes.
Into the wall. Doorpost.
I like the Daily News better than the Post.
God. I don't get freaking like, Mimi. Okay, gosh. Gosh.
Yeah, you can't curse. You can't say the large name in vain on this show.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Say Josh fucking Groban.
Don't make him curse.
Yeah.
He doesn't like it. He's a religious man.
Josh friggin' Groban?
He's a future Rebbe.
No, I don't know.
We're gonna have to,
We're going to have to let you go, Shlomo. Thank you for calling in.
Shlomo,
oh, yes.
I just want to ask thing. Oh, yes. What? Shlomo, when you become a cantor and you do the singing.
Yeah? What? What, dude? Hello?
I asked Rob to salt down my car, and he just looked at me like I was an asshole and said no.
I don't
recall looking at you like an asshole. That's just how I look at people.
That's how he looks. Oh, Rob doesn't like physical labor.
Yeah, I was like, you gotta be kidding me. He didn't. He was just like, ugh, no.
It's like I just took a train all the way over here. You expect me to
Sean
do
helped
something?
Me. Sean didn't hesitate to help me.
Good for Sean.
Because my man.
Because
he has no pride.
Sean, Sean wants to get in that.
For the record, I looked at you like an asshole too, but I'm just an asshole. So.
But you also agreed to do it.
Yeah, of course.
I agree. I didn't say anything about moving your
you
car.
You looked at me more like, ugh.
No, you know why I did that? There's a legitimate reason. Because
what?
You were over away from the console here, sitting on the sofa, and you said, hey, Darren, can you help me move my car out? So I thought you targeted me
for all the
them.
Labor.
Yeah, like
no,
well,
I already.
So I turned around. I was like, "Are you kidding?"
No.
But then you explained it. I was fine with it.
Thank you.
Let's be honest. You're the built one out of the whole group.
Yeah,
man.
You're the one with the guns.
Look
at
this. Look at this.
I have
look at those guns.
I have muscle under fat. I have about.
You sometimes don't wear sleeves.
So
that means
your
muscular.
Shirts cannot contain
your biceps, and have actually lost 17 pounds now.
How about that?
Because I got disgusted with myself when I don't know when you met me. I was both of you met.
Okay,
me.
Wait a
like,
minute. I just watched the anti Christmas special, and I was looking at Darren. I was like, holy!
I look like a different person.
All in those Facebook
and
photos when you're all like,
yeah, that's like 2006 probably. Those photos. Well, the one you're talking about. I have newer ones, but before you even met me, I would work out like a maniac. I was like ripped, and then like I was like normal when you met me, and now I'm probably like 50 pounds heavier than when you met me. So I'm trying to before summer get back to that.
Did you know I gained 40 pounds since 2006?
Where?
No, I looked like I was like an anorexic AIDS patient in like 2006, and added 40 pounds. Into it. I know. Weird.
Jenny, there's a mic. Use it.
Sorry.
It's better.
So shy.
Move your chair. Welcome to the show, Jenny.
You got 3 minutes.
Are you enjoying yourself?
I am.
Any sexual stories about your students?
No.
What were we talking about before? Oh, we were talking about showering.
Oh.
What?
We were talking about showering.
Before I came
here.
Yeah.
We were all talking about how long we've gone
without taking a shower.
Taking a shower.
Oh, Noah doesn't shower at all.
Noah, how many days have you gone?
I said 8 days.
8 days. How? Where? When?
I just didn't have to.
Like you were home.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if I showered, right, then the next day I could go to work and go out of the house and not shower.
Days.
Right, but
eight
days.
Yeah.
But you were like
human
home.
Children, or
no, well, yeah, I guess like the latter part of the week I was home.
So, but you had to sleep somewhere, right? Like in your house.
You were on a
yeah,
ladder.
Care. So I can wash my sheets.
No. I'm saying when you wake
not
up.
Not your body, but the sheets.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did
yeah,
you wash
care.
Your sheets in the interim while you were in the shower?
I don't remember. All I know is that, like, in my memory, because I do count these things, you know, like sometimes I test myself and see how long I can go without doing
myself.
Certain things.
How long can I be a filth pig?
Yeah, well, like, how long can I get away with not having to shower?
You never know when you will lose the ability to be able to take a shower,
yeah.
So it's good to test yourself.
Or when I'm old and I'm not going to be able to do stuff.
Might as well do it now.
That's a different thing when you're old.
You'll have a husband to bathe you and stuff like that.
Or like
a
have you met Noah? I don't know.
I'll have a Jamaican lady just scrubbing you down.
Okay.
Jeez.
I wash myself with a rag on a stick.
I'd say 3 was my max.
3?
3.
I think I've done like 4.
Like a weekend. I went like a whole weekend with them.
Just like being home or like just being out all the time. Time to shower. Jenny, how many days have you gone without showering?
I just completed a 5-day stint of...
Jeez.
Nothing but watching the Kardashians and not showering.
Awesome.
So you were just at home for 5 days.
And you weren't going to school to work in the meantime? Or there's no school?
There's no school.
When? Oh, you mean just now you completed it?
Mm-hmm.
Right, today's Wednesday, so it's Friday.
I showered because I was coming out of the house.
I was emerging from my tent of filth.
Seriously, this snowstorm, like, really took a toll on me because I did... Like, I did not leave the house. I was
all you
in
do
my
is
room.
Fap, right?
Fapping and Reddit. Reddit. Fapping.
Did you shower after you banged that girl? Did you shower?
Yeah.
You had to get a pussy stink off your junk.
Well, I waited a little, so I let it soak in. Like, I went to bed, and then the next morning.
And then
she slept in your bed over?
No, she left.
Oh, okay.
How many times did you smell your fingers after she left?
Did you brush your teeth?
The aura was on me, so it was just all over.
Well, yeah, because your dong, the shaft smelled like condom, and then your ball sack probably smelled like pussy juice, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you?
I didn't go down there. I'm not like sitting in like a ball, smelling my testicles.
Rob's a contortionist.
Why not?
Like, Rob did it.
I think there's some pussy juice on my balls.
Gotta squeeze that out.
Rob and Sean are like on complete opposite spectrums of the sexual spectrum.
That's true.
And where are you on that spectrum?
Pass me.
You have your
pass
own
me. Pass me. Pass me. My direction.
She's over the spectrum pissing on everybody.
Yeah. You're way past me.
Jenny is the spectrum.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
What?
Good. Sit over there. You can't hit me. She's hitting Rob now. She changed. She took Sid's
spot.
She's allowed to.
Sid is on the line. Sid, I put you back on. Sorry.
Thank you.
Can we take calls? Sid, how many days have you went without showering?
Probably 4 or 5.
Right. Good.
As far as I can recall.
As a maximum.
If I'm not going anywhere, then why bother?
Yeah, like for me, I figure if I'm not, like, if I don't have a boyfriend, then I really don't care.
What about shaving your legs? How long have
no,
you
that I do because I can't stand having hair on my body.
I haven't shaved anything on my body in like a good 4 or 5 months.
Pits,
oh, my God.
Yeah.
Let's see him.
Come on.
Let's see him. Oh, wait, let's see.
Ew, it's
she
like.
She just did that.
It's
that's
like 3
bullshit.
Inches long.
No, it's not.
What?
I see nothing.
Wait.
There's like a shadow.
Oh, I think it might be from the sweater. Sorry.
It looks like you shaved it yesterday.
Yeah, it does not look
that.
Except for that one rat tail that you braided with the rings in it.
Yeah.
The beads.
Yes.
Plastic beads.
I don't know, man.
I really, well, what? They're long.
No, see, it is long.
They're long. There's just not many. And there's some fuzz from my jacket.
Yeah, I saw that shit first. Like, she got box elder buzz.
So do you have like a forest down there?
No.
It's fine.
No, we call that the Rank Force Cafe.
No, I don't know.
Take your clothes off.
Oh, Jimmy.
No, I can't go more than 3 days. Like, when if I start feeling greasy or, like, smell, I can't do it. Like, I took it this past 3 days.
Very itchy.
Yeah, I didn't smell or anything. I was just scared I was going to get, like, an infection or something if I didn't take a shower.
But I think dudes are different. Our junk, after 3 days.
Yeah, it's really just my junk. Yeah. That's what that's what makes me want to take a shower.
Why don't you just dip your balls in some peroxide or something like that?
I should just have a cup.
Do everything
I have a
but
bowl.
Shower.
I should just have a giant bowl to like tea bag with my balls. What's my balls smell? Rinse my balls?
Just bleach.
Wait. Is that like what those toilets are for? Were they?
That's for
your butthole.
But you can't turn around?
Yeah, sure. But it's just going to spray all over yourself.
It's for women.
No.
No, it's not.
It's for Europeans.
It's to clean your butthole. And vagina. But if you're a man, you can clean your butthole with it.
Okay.
I've washed my thing in a bidet.
Your vagina?
Yeah.
That's not true.
How
was it? It's not for
everyone.
How
has a bidet. Even
how'd you feel?
Bachelor.
It was very interesting. It was weird.
You needed like a to wipe off after, obviously, right?
Yeah.
Wait,
a towel.
Wait, were you one of those kids that liked to like get in the bathtub and put your junk underneath the faucet?
If you would have listened to last week's show.
Well,
she had a massager.
A bath massager, yeah.
Oh.
I did jacuzzi.
Yeah, because a lot of my friends tell me that they did that shit where they scooted their ass against like the tub, and then when the faucet comes down, they sort of it just goes right on the clit.
No, we had a shower head with different speeds.
Well, not everyone's rich, so.
I got a comment.
What? I had a shower head at a different speed.
I never did in my life. I never had.
Yeah, clearly your parents just
hated you.
Yeah, they were like, fuck it.
I mean, that's a given.
We'll take
that's
the 99-cent shower.
They threw him in a rusty wash tub in the backyard.
They scrubbed you down with sandpaper.
We had the shittiest water softener in the world where it felt, you know, like when you soaped up and then the water came out of you, it still felt like there was soap grime all over your body.
See, we lived in New York City,
right.
So we had good water. We didn't need softeners for our water.
I've never even heard of that.
A water softener?
Water
softeners. Yeah, no.
There's hard water.
Well, no, I'm still on city water. It just sucks.
What do you mean? What's hard about it?
Well,
it's a scientific term. It means something else. It has certain chemicals.
Like
it
has silt and shit in it.
It's not really hard.
When you go to Vegas and you get out of the shower in Vegas, it feels totally different.
Yes, true.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I got a comment here. It's a private message. Hey, 3D, tell Rob that how to see if you have bad breath is to scrape a spoon on the back of your tongue. If you want to smell your balls without messing up your back, get a spoon, let it dry, and then smell it.
Hmm. That's filthy.
Wonderful.
Who would want to ruin a spoon doing that?
Oh, my God. That made me want to vomit.
Just use your fingers.
I thought you were going to say, that made me want to smell Rob's balls.
No.
Just think it's available
for
you.
Now.
It's available. They're available, both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Your
they
balls?
Do birthday parties.
Yeah.
Mm. And opening up for your balls will be our show.
Because that'll be on while everyone comes in.
The door is at 6, so.
Is Pizza Destroyer on the line? I feel bad, because.
Why?
He's been waiting. Pizza Destroyer, are you there?
Hello?
Hey! Oh, Pizza, what's up?
He
has a question
now.
For Sid.
I have a monster hangover.
That's the question.
What do you have a hangover from?
About 24 hours ago, me and my Russian friend we broke into the Cuervo and we ran until sun up, and then we just passed out. I woke up like 2 hours ago.
So you drank a bunch of Cuervo?
Yeah.
That's your hilarious story.
Like a fat girl on Spring Break.
I read a really good book this past week for Sid.
Wow.
You read a book for Sid.
Is it The Da Vinci Code?
No.
I hear a lot of people like that.
It was the Torah. Torah.
Yeah.
James Brown.
The Torah?
Yeah.
Woo! That is a good read.
What's
your question for Sid?
Come on, baby.
There was no question. It was just a statement. Because Sierra asked me to fucking do a book report.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So do the book report.
What book?
Torah.
Can you summarize it?
What's it about?
God hates everyone.
It's about mayonnaise or... Could Jewish people eat pork?
No.
Yes, I do.
I mean, yes, they can,
but
they're breaking God's law.
Yeah. physically your body.
Like,
God.
They can physically consume it. It's just morally wrong.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
their insides don't, like, turn into snakes.
The dietary laws are not morality.
No, our insides don't turn into snakes.
Snakes.
Nothing really happens, Beast the Destroyer. It's a fable. It's mythology.
Psst, Beast the Destroyer. There is no God. There is no God.
What if your mother heard you say
God is a myth?
She'd yell at him like she yells at him about everything else. That's the big deal.
My mom does not believe in God either.
I don't believe in any religion. I burned churches. Two days ago, I brutally called up this place and told them they'd give me a Bible for free so I could tear it up to the shreds. Like, okay. No, I just use it as a...
Great story. You're really hardcore.
But I run out of stuff to blow my nose on, or sometimes
you
know, I jerk off.
You know what's a great story?
That one where you were, like, telling a story, and then we totally hung up on you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you for calling
a
piece of...
It's enough, Beast Destroyer.
I'm an atheist, and then when I see a Bible, I just take it, and I wipe it on my foot, because I hate the fucking Bible.
I believe I was in a hotel room once with Nick, and he rolled a joint with a Bible.
I was there.
Yeah,
he smoked a Bible.
That did happen, right? Okay, yes. I was like, wait, did that happen, or am I being...
That doesn't seem like it would make very good joint paper.
One of the metal tests.
Nick is an expert. I once smoked out of a loose leaf. He's rolled
a loose
leaf joint
thicker than a
in a White Castle, and we were so drunk that
he
lit it
in
the
White
Castle. Oh, you
and
were
he,
there.
And then
was
he put
I,
it out
yeah.
on his shoe.
We were there because we were getting burgers, and then some bum, was started talking to me, and he was like, oh, you have Converse. And I'm like, yeah, I got Converse too. Cool. Oh, you got a problem? What?
Oh, I remember that guy talking shit.
Like,
yeah.
He started complimenting me on my sneakers, and it turned into him trying to start a fight with me.
He was
me.
Just an insane guy. He's
yeah.
kind of yesed them to death.
And I was just like, no, man, I don't want to fight. And then we finally got our food, and I turned around, and I saw something, and it's Nick lighting up
I didn't
a
know that part.
Paper joint.
Yeah.
I feel like the Bible paper would be better, because you don't want to be smoking so much of the like loose leaf paper.
Yeah, I feel like loose leaf paper isn't like sanitary, whereas the Bible, I mean...
No,
it's the Bible.
Holy.
It's holy, yeah. It's like,
do you know how many Christians are coming on that Bible in every hotel? That's porn.
That's true. That's why I was so salty.
True.
Yeah,
that's why I wouldn't stay lit.
Too sticky.
Good one, Noah.
Canoed.
Thanks, Sean.
Yeah, no problem.
These my jokes are funny.
Yeah. When you're not on the show?
How could they be funny if she's not on the show?
He's saying she's not funny. It was a joke, I think.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah, that was it.
I got your back. I think you're funny.
Thanks. At least I don't have to explain my jokes.
When do I?
Just now you did.
When?
Right now.
I
the joke has to be explained.
I did it.
Yeah, he did it. I didn't do it.
So much tension.
So,
can you just have sex already, the two of you, please?
No.
No.
All right. That's a yes.
Yeah! That sounds like sexual tension. Maybe it'll blow up at the 100th episode, which is only 2 weeks away, you guys.
Oh,
our 100th wow. edition.
Are we even ready for that?
Are you going to have a big party?
What do you mean? It's going to happen. Whether we like it or not.
I know, but is it
going to We're not
going
to have a big
show?
Party because the last time we tried to have a party while the show was on, we had to keep yelling at people to shut the fuck up so we could do the show.
Oh, yeah.
So it didn't really
Well, it was happen. Right in the beginning, right?
Yeah.
When are the awards?
That we don't... We have to discuss that.
Yeah. The awards week. We're going to do at the end of the month, most likely. At the end of January. We're going to have the polling up pretty soon. We'll figure out the nominees and such.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be exciting.
We already have some ideas in mind.
Yeah. And, of course, next week, Sid promised to eat a bowl of shit live on the air.
Ew.
Is that true?
You tell
Did
us,
I really?
Sid? Yeah, oh. I have it in email.
Yeah, I wrote that in the chat.
Yeah, Sid, in the chat, you wrote, I will gladly eat a bowl of shit on the air next week.
When did I say that? That's not true.
You were quoted in Scientific Proof magazine.
That's a dirty lie.
You are a liar.
Also true.
Yeah.
Whose shit would it be?
Mine.
Yours?
Yes.
Then it's not so bad.
Oh, no.
Sean only shits Guinness, so it shouldn't be that bad.
Well, Guinness tastes like shit to begin with, so.
This is also true.
Wonderful. And we've digressed.
Yeah.
Thanks, Pizza Destroyer.
That is our show. I believe, Sean, at this point you would say something about...
And this concludes our broadcast day.
Yeah, that. So that's true. And we usually end with a song. Should we do the Iron Sheik song? What were we talking about that earlier? This was a pro wrestler, Colt Cabana, played this on his podcast. And a bunch of you guys messaged us about it, which I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah, and then we went and we heard it being played on his podcast.
He is a pro wrestler, and he liked Darren's song.
And he's Jewish.
And he's Jewish. And he's an Iron Sheik fan, no doubt. So here it is. We'll see you next week.
This is Iron Sheik.
It's all right. Because I like the way it hurts.
You
fuck. Happy birthday,
Darren. Oh, my God.
Thank you.
It's going to be Darren's birthday.
Saturday.
Happy birthday. We can come out for drinks tomorrow night with all of
bullshit.
Do you remember fighting the guy, the Killer Bee in WrestleMania 3? His name was Brian Blair. No, you can't explain it, but he makes you so enraged. Go insane, T and double. Wanna fuck him in his ass and make him humble? You always talk about him, how he's such a nasty faggot, fantasizing how you wanna take him down. Cause you're such a crazy Arab, wanna punch and security pile driver, camel clutch him, throw him down, pin him, then take off his trunks and start to fuck him in the ass. He deserves it cause you stole your coat. Cut your phone, he didn't even give you half. Didn't leave you nothing but a gram. That was bullshit. Man, they must be joking. Now he has a job just because he's blowing Hulk Hogan. But you promised Vince that you wouldn't make him pay. See him at the indie shows, but he always runs away, and it makes you sad. Now you're sitting there crying like a lady, because that's why they call you Sheiky Baby.
Just gonna stand there, watch me burn.
Bullshit!
I love the way you lie.
Fucking bullshit!
Now, Hulk, I know we said things, did things that we didn't mean. And I said that your daughter was a tranny. Drag queen, rubbed her down with lotion and you fucked her. She was just 15, looks like you in makeup and a dress. Okay, that's mean, my bad. I was high on mescaline and speed. Maybe I should not have slapped you with my cock and MSG. Maybe that's what happens when a Californian meets an Iranian. All I know is when I suplex you, it feels amazing. Come on, Hulk, don't wanna fight, brother, let's stop. Why you wanna beat me in the face and do a leg drop? Choke me till my breath stops. Wind up in a cell block. Listen to me rambling, I'm as coked up as Xbox. Next time, I won't make your son cry. I apologize even to your ugly wife. Okay, I can't do this. I am not sorry, Hogan. You're a punk. If you ever try to fuck with me again,
I can break his fucking back.